Welcome to your five for the day. In the Bible, Gideon, like many of us, doubted his own abilities. He had suffered so many defeats and failures that he even put God to the test, not once, but three times. God was patient with Gideon because he had chosen him to defeat the Midianites who had impoverished the land of Israel with their constant raids. Gideon gathered a huge army from the surrounding tribes, but God reduced their number to only 300. There would be no doubt that victory was from the Lord, not from the army's numbers and strength. Gideon gave each of the 300 men a trumpet and a flaming torch concealed inside a pottery jar. At his signal, they blew their trumpets, broke the jars to reveal the torches, and shouted, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon!" God caused the enemy to panic and turn on each other. Gideon called out the reinforcements, and they pursued the raiders, destroying them. When the people wanted to make Gideon their king, he refused. But he did serve as a judge over them, uniting them against their common enemies and through God's power defeated those enemies. Even though Gideon was slow to believe, once convinced of God's power, he was a loyal follower who trusted and obeyed the Lord's instructions. In the beginning, Gideon's faith was weak and needed proof from God. But he was very quick to learn to trust God's promises more. For us today, God's promises are certain, and they can be completely depended on. We need to remember that God is not a man that he should lie. Our human tendency is towards lying. God's nature is completely different. He has never sinned and never lied, and in essence is unable to lie. The Bible tells us that he is truth, and as such only speaks truth. Another reason we can trust his promises is because he never changes and he is never confused. We humans constantly change our minds. As situations change, or as we age, or even as we get more information, it leads to the changing of minds on almost every aspect of life. God is not like that. He does not make a decision and then hundreds of years later change the decision because the first one was wrong or not a good decision. He has endless wisdom. So when he speaks and gives us a promise, it is because he has the big picture and knows what is best and does not need to review it. So when he says, "If we openly admit with our mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved," God well and truly means it, because it is believing in the heart that makes us righteous before God, and it is stating that belief by our mouth that confirms our salvation. Now that's a promise worth trusting. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trust in Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting him whate'er befall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Thank you for listening.